1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hi, guys. How you doing? Hope you had a good weekend. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Morning, JP. How you doing?
I'm good. Just two,
it's good.
Two little interesting experiences on my way back from between shows. Uh-huh. Number one, there was the guy looking to merge onto a highway, but he's at like a stop sign.
Yeah.
And he was eking out. And then the car behind him hits him. And starts pushing him into
the road.
Yeah, I can't. There's nothing I can do. You know what I'm saying? I keep going. I'm like, did I just see what I just, like, I don't know if he was trying to get him killed. I don't know if it was a mistake. I have no idea.
Did you stick around to be the witness?
No, I got a show to do. What am I going to do?
But the witness to what?
Right.
Nobody got hit, right?
Yeah, I don't have a gun. What am I going to do? Go back there. If it is something that's like the guy's trying to push him into traffic, chances are, I'm going to be in the middle of something I have no business being in the middle of.
But maybe you make peace. Maybe you stop whatever.
Yeah, hi. Have we met? I'm John.
Okay.
Because when I think of me, I think peacemaker.
I know. Okay. Right.
And then there was a stretch of road. I had the top down. Out of all the smells that you can ever think you might smell on the road.
Yeah.
Perfectly cooked toast.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but it was like a stretch of like probably just under maybe a quarter mile to like middle, almost to a half a mile. It smelled like perfectly cooked toast.
Is like, that like a new strain of weed?
No.
Because if it's not, it should be. That sounds great.
It smelled you know what? Every time you drive around here now, you used to smell weed. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
But it just smelled like great toast. And I'm already in a pretty good mood. It was just like another like positive.
Great smell.
Yeah. It really is.
Now,
I feel like
you're a bakery, deli, nothing.
Feel like underappreciated smell, maybe.
Well, it depends because everybody's got such radical differences on their toast liking. Like some people want it barely just cooked, and some people want it burnt, and some people like to scrape off the burnt, and some people
want
it in the middle.
But anything, it's not tasting it, smelling it.
But anything before burnt has an amazing smell. Once you get to burnt, it's the same thing with popcorn, right?
It's over.
Somebody's making popcorn. It smells fantastic. Somebody burns the popcorn. It smells like death.
Horrible.
Well, popcorn's different than toast. Toast, you just take both pieces if you have two.
Yeah.
And if you only have one, you cut it in half and you rub them against each other, like the burnt sides facing each other.
Did you
get
that from TikTok too?
Yes, and it works.
Yeah, my wife did too. No, it's great. Yeah, well, it's great when you want toast, Raj.
Yes.
But you also don't want to scrape up the inside of your mouth. So you put the toasted pieces. That's where you put your mayo or your mustard, whatever it is, and put the two toasted parts face together, and the outside is soft.
Yeah.
The outside is soft.
Works.
Was kind of probably the most brilliant thing I've seen on Facebook, on TikTok.
There's more where that came from, sir.
That's what I hear.
Where that came from.
My wife calls it TikTok University.
It is. And it's just like, because people, honestly, it's like little things that I think families just knew, before TikTok came along, just the families did it. Now they get to tell everybody, and we all get to know.
Yeah, but back to the smell part.
Mm-hmm.
You were trying to diminish the fantastic smell of perfectly cooked toast.
I'm not saying it smells bad. I'm saying I don't know that that's...
It's a great smell.
It's not it doesn't stink.
It's not bacon.
You're making
Got
it sound like it's comforting or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
How is it not? Nice toast?
Yeah.
Morning
toast
breakfast?
I love
toast with your eggs?
Oh, my God.
God, you're such a horrible negative person.
Yep, that's me. Negative.
That's you, all negative.
Yep.
I'm not trying to make peace with the car accident, but toast smells. She's horrible. She's negative.
Yeah, I'm glad.
See, you're all backwards.
I'm glad you're picking up on it.
Yep.
How can you not see it?
I did say earlier today that I wanted to punch Ernie in the face from Sesame Street, so maybe I am negative. Maybe it's a vibe.
What did Ernie do to you?
Screw that. He's so flipping annoying.
Wait, why in 2024?
Right. What
brought him up today?
What could have possibly happened that you're pissed off at Sesame Street?
Oh, no. It all happened because we were talking about, I want to bring the word scram back. I'm bringing back the word scram. I love the word scram. Oscar the Grouch
says it. I say it to my kids all the time.
Do you?
Anytime they come in and ask me for something, scram.
I love it. Because it's like an insult, but not too much of an insult where people get mad. Like, it's not nice, like, oh, please go away. But it's certainly not, like, evil mean. And so we talked about Oscar the Grouch, and then we started getting into the characters, and it got into it.
That's how you got into it.
Here's a brief...
I feel like that's an old robber thing, like, Mac, here comes the fuzz. We got to scram. I feel like that's the first place I ever heard it was like an old cop movie or TV show or something.
Here is a common conversation between me and my son. Brief. Dad, can I have people over tonight? Did you do the weeds? No. Scram.
Scram. There's the whole thing. I love it. That's perfect. That's a perfect use of Scram. I'm helping you. You are clearly bringing it back, or maybe you just never stopped it.
Dad, can I go to a party tonight in Bohemia? Did you do the weeds? Did you do your laundry? No.
Scram.
Scram.
Scram. It's such a good word, and I love it so much. It says something without being too harsh.
It's like piss off without the blunt force trauma.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. But whoever receives the scram knows.
They know.
It wasn't nice,
really.
They receive
the scram.
They know, but when they tell the story, you know, if you tell somebody to F off and they tell the story, you can, depending on the way they tell it, you can come off like a prick.
Yes.
But if they tell, and then he told me to scram, I mean, they might be like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's like throwing the Y at the end of the C word. It lightens the blow.
Scram is going to be a thing. You know, all these little slang gen alpha, you know, situation, which by the way, Podium is my favorite right now. I've got to tell you, I'm going to put Scram in there and then I'm going to have these little gen alpha effers saying what this old lady says. How about that?
Okay. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Everybody's got to have goals.
I'm shooting my shot.
So it happens at JP's house, so I see why Scram comes up. How does now I know how Ernie came up. How does Scram come up in your life? How does that word even become a thing you want to do? He already does it in his house.
I have a thing. It's not a crush, so let's just nip that in the bud right now. But I have a whatever for Oscar the Grouch, and he comes up a lot in my life. I like to follow him on Twitter. It's like Oscar's a really big part of my life without even. He's just so grouchy for no reason. He's just so grouchy. Oh my God, I love his grouchiness. So
do you?
I do. Like, why is he so grouchy? Like, there's no reason for him to be that grouchy. Like, and in my head, it's a whole thing. In my head, he lives in that garbage can. This is how come I think he's grouchy. Because he lives in this garbage can, right? And everybody like knocks on his tin can. He's got to come out and like leave me alone. Because when you go down his garbage can, he's got a spiral staircase, and underneath there is this. He's living sweet. He's like, got video games. He's got food. He's got everything you could possibly need. He's happy down there. He's like smiley. And then someone's knock knock knock. He's got to come up. He's like, what? Scram! Get out of here!
Right. He's busy. He doesn't want anybody bothering him.
Exactly.
You went deep on that one.
I'm telling you, I have a thing for Oscar the Grouch. Yeah.
I don't know if there's an adult on planet Earth here that has gone that deep on
maybe not
on Oscar the Grouch. I don't even know if the children are supposed to be watching have had conversations like that. I wonder how, you know, I wonder where his garbage can goes. For them, it's as deep as the bottom of that can.
Right. No,
He just kneels down the entire time.
He's got a 2-4 townhouse. Like a 2-4 townhouse under there she's got him living in.
I do. Right. I absolutely do, because there's a spiral staircase. But also, what do you mean?
There's a doorman, valet parking, and a pool, and a gym.
There is. It's everything he needs and wants. But what are you saying in your world? He just squats or he kneels? He's just like constantly squatting?
I've never thought about it for a second.
Weird.
He lives in the garbage can.
I think I might be able to speak for the people in this room when I say I haven't really thought about it more than we just talked about.
Nope.
Now you're thinking, aren't you?
Because when the can would open,
I can't speak to you.
Or
no,
I don't understand.
Wrong. Brett?
I've never thought about it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Feel like Monica's on the weed.
Right.
I'm not.
Gareth?
Dizzy,
what did you do to her?
She has a contact high?
What did you do to her?
Do you like Oscar? Have you given deep thought to Oscar in the can?
No. I'm more of a Snuffleupagus guy. You know?
Are you?
Yeah, big trunk, you know?
That was always my favorite one was Snuff.
But nobody could see him but Big Bird, right? Isn't that the whole thing? Is it only Big Bird?
I believe so. Yeah, it was his imaginary friend.
Yeah, and then and somebody's like, where is he? What are you talking about? And so nobody believed Big Bird. Mm. Right?
How the hell did we get from toast?
I don't know, sorry.
Well,
where was the bridge?
My brain.
I drove right past it.
My brain is the bridge.
And I feel like Snuffleupagus is the favorite character of all stoners.
Oh,
like, of all the characters on Sesame Street, I feel like that was the guy who broke through. Like,
why?
Oh, that dude. I don't know. There's something about him. Maybe because he's imaginary. I don't know.
He's slow. He's all very, like, he's not hyper. Like,
he's very chill and mellow.
Very. Yeah. Right. He's like, I think the way he speaks, too. I think he's got, like, that California stoner sound.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what he sounds like.
He's like, he's actually kind of sad. He's
no Big Bird.
Yep.
Was this
novel up against?
Was this the same show that had the guy who was like a failed comedian Fozzie Bear?
Oh, I love Fozzie Bear.
Was he a failed comedian?
Waka Waka Waka. Yeah.
Fozzie was on the Muppets.
He's a Muppet, but he's not on Sesame Street.
Oh, okay. Right,
that was my other question. Is like the Sesame Street are puppets or Muppets? I don't know.
Sesame Street gave birth to the Muppets. It was Sesame Street first, and then the Muppets, correct?
Oh, so they're all Muppets. Nobody's a puppet.
Right, and all of it, I believe, was created by Jim Henson. Mm-hmm.
Did Kermit, is he the only one who went from Sesame to Muppets?
They crossed over every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, there would be a crossover.
Yeah. I do like the grouchy old men, too. Why do I like the grouchy Muppets?
They're great.
Oh, they're so miserable for no reason. Like, why? I guess that's my question. You're like living in Muppet world. Like, what is there to be grouchy about? Like, you have no anger at all.
Why? They sit out there in the balcony and make fun of everybody. They're great. They're actually a stand-up comedy act.
Listen, if you want to come up to New York for a little while, I can get you all the grouchy you want.
But you have reason sometimes.
I will drop you off at Casa de Joe, and you can spend quality time with him.
But you know I get a kick out of him.
All the grouchy you...
You know I get a kick out of him. I'm always like, oh, why is he always yelling? And why, like, nothing's ever just calm. There's always an agitation, and I don't know why. Like, I don't understand. I guess I just don't understand.
Friday after the show, I'm just dozing off, and the phone rings, and I'm like in between, like, not completely coherent, whatever it is. And by the time I get to notice it, I missed it. I go back to bed. Phone rings again. It's him again. Back to back. That's his thing. If he doesn't get an answer the first time, he calls right away.
Oh, no.
John, you got to get over here. And I'm like, I'm semi-coherent. I'm like, what the hell? John, just get over here. Will you please stop arguing with me? I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, well, now I'm 0 to 100.
What's the matter?
I'm like, what is wrong? Yeah. He goes, I cut my toe. I can't get it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'll be there in 10. Yeah, I'm bleeding all over the place. I go there. I do my best to like get the bleeding to stop, clean up the blood that's on the floor, and do all this nonsense. And he's like, I'm like, Dad, what did you do? He's like, I was cutting my toenail and I cut the skin. I did, and like all this. I'm like, why are you okay? Right? Okay.
Got to keep them nails tight.
So then I get it all cleaned up. I get, you know, some rubbing alcohol to get the bleeding to stop. Wow. Then I put the other stuff on there. The peroxide and the gauze band, all that stuff. Get them all tightened up. Good. Next day. He's good. I call him later on. Everything's cool.
Feels fine.
All right. Okay. Calls me the next morning. John, where is the goddamn...
Oh, my God. Why is he so...
John, where is the where's the goddamn urgent care around here? Where is it? Dad, what's the matter?
What do you need urgent care?
I got to get this thing tightened up. It's not right. I got to go get this taken care of. Mm-hmm. All right. So I give him two options. At this point, I'm in the ER with Nicole.
Yeah.
Right? I had to cancel the whole crawfish boil this weekend.
God. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm in the ER. We were in the ER for like 8, 9 hours, something like that.
That long?
And I'm dealing with him for this. He's calling me about urgent care. I'm sitting here and not like, it's
does
like,
he
this
know
is,
you're in the
I'm
ER
like, this
with
is
Nicole?
Bizarro world. Like, I couldn't make this if I tried. And then I get him, and then he gets taken care of. I deal with Nicole. I talk to him later on, and I'm like, the next day, I talk to him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got to get this wrap off my foot. It's too tight.
That's what he wanted.
Oh, my God. What do you...
He wanted a professional wrap. Come on.
What do you do then?
I let him take it off.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
Okay. I let him take it off.
If it starts bleeding, you better put it back on.
I always tell him, I don't want to hear from you unless there's blood coming out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, and this time around, there was blood coming out of somewhere, so I had to do something about it.
Yeah, I had a foot issue this weekend, too, where I thought my pinky toenail, my right foot was coming off.
Oh, why?
I never had a toenail fall off. I was just like, let me just... ow, my pinky toe is hurting.
Did you walk a lot?
You know what? I don't know. I just felt it. So I'm like, I'm touching it. I'm like, oh, this is moving. I feel like it's moving. So I'm like, ow, and I just kind of like get it into place. I made an appointment for a podiatrist today.
Came that loose?
I don't know. I felt like it was moving. you know, it's your pinky toe, so it's extremely small. So I'm like, ow, okay. So a little bit of blood, and I'm like, do like nails like go back into place?
I don't know.
If you
I
leave
don't
it
know.
There?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like rebound?
Yeah, I don't know either. We're going to find out. We're gonna get that answer right after this. We're going to get it today when
so
I go to
the...
So
did you tape it, or what do you mean?
How? No, I just kind of left it. I'm letting it be. I cleaned it out a little bit.
Do you have a sock? Did you put a sock on it?
Well, I wear socks.
I'm just saying, it didn't get caught up in the sock?
No, it was just like, it was just hurting. And I'm like, I went down to just kind of like, oh, maybe I need to clip the nail or something. I'm like, whoop, this is moving. I don't know. I don't remember stubbing it. I don't remember doing anything off.
And you can't put a Band-Aid on it because if it sticks to it, it'll rip the nail off when you pull it off.
Exactly.
But you get gauze and tape. Like you know what I mean? So it'll soak up the blood and then the tape will hold it.
It was a trace amount of blood. I was concerned more with the losing the nail itself. But the pain has stopped as of this morning from like
Friday. And nobody knows
Friday.
Why. Like you just, it just, nobody...
Nope. So I'm gonna. We got a podiatrist appointment this afternoon. We'll figure this whole thing out.
Nice.
It better be.
I mean, here's the healthy toe. Yeah.
How long does it take to regrow a toenail?
I don't know.
I think
it'll
it does.
It'll be fresh and beautiful when it does come back.
It'll come back. It takes time. You can. I mean,
you've lost toenails. Anybody?
No. Just look at how long it takes your toes nails to grow normally. That's how long it'll take. You know, to like
from start to finish,
to peek out, to peek and keep coming out. I mean, it'll take time.
My friend Danny lost a whole toe. We call him nine toes.
How long did it take? Oh, it didn't grow back his toe?
No.
Well, no, it's just a toenail, though.
Toe's gone.
And runners lose their toenails, like from what I understand. Right. So, and
you're a runner. Have you lost it?
Never have I ever.
But runners are gross. The bloody nipples and all that nonsense.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but the toenail thing, that's pretty common from all that. That's why, Monica, I guess that's why you asked him how much walking he did or whatever that
day.
Like you're at a street fair covering miles or something, right? You never know. Maybe you lose a pinky toe.
It wasn't anything extreme.
But it's out of nowhere. So, like, have you had issues with this toenail? Has it been...
No. Nothing before. So I must have done something
and
not realized it.
There's no other way around it.
It's what? Leprosy?
Yeah. I see no other answer.
So it's it. So don't even go. Just wait for the toe to fall off.
Yeah, it's going to fall off. Just the toe.
I'm canceling my appointment with the podiatrist. It's just going to fall off anyway, doc.
It's leprosy.
Thanks.
You're probably halfway to losing your whole leg.
Right.
I hope that. You know what? I hope so.
I got a fake one at the house. If you need, I mean,
friend?
We used to drink out of it, but yeah, I can give it to you. Listen, if you need a fake leg,
I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, because
if you only lose it up to the knee,
they're expensive.
That's going to be great.
Right. If you get a peg leg, you have to come for Gasparilla. You have no choice. Come on,
I will. Absolutely,
that's true.
Now, is any of
deal?
Is any of this doing anything to increase the anxiety that you probably already have because you're a worrier to go to the doctor? Because I'm not trying.
No, we made the appointment. We made the appointment.
Right. No, she's asking you if this conversation
is increasing.
No, yeah.
Nope. Giving you
any more. Okay,
it's not going to be anything more than either you're fine, or you know what? We're going to rip it off, and it'll take about 6 to 10 years for it to grow back.
At least you know, worst case scenario is not awful, not horrible.
And
I don't know anything until the doc says something.
Right. I guess.
And it's gangrenous.
You know, it's a good thing you came in because these other nine toes are experiencing
trauma.
Right.
Trauma toes. You have Susie Tate and trauma toes. If you here's the thing, you have to take a picture of it.
I sure do.
Not necessarily
now. Like my feet.
But hold on. Just it's not about you. I'll say what JP says. It's about do it for the team, because here's why. Because you're gonna take one, and as it's growing back, every day you take a picture, you might not even see any progress. But then when you're all done and it's back, you play it like one of those flip books, you know, when you were a kid. You know what I mean? You take the picture and you see it slowly growing back and like fast forward or whatever.
So you should take all Polaroids so we can flip them.
Yes.
Like instant.
Do it.
I thought it was like making a movie, right?
Yes.
I remember we do that with stick, with like,
yes.
I would draw stick figures and that kind of
thing. There's some little book where they had like a lion tamer and his whip was going back and forth like this at the top of like a book. You're like, you read the book and you're like, oh, look at this thing. And you flip it and the guy would be like, whoosh, on the lion. Very mean, animal violence. But it was a cartoon.
But we loved it.
Well, good luck with your toenail.
Thank you. Keep you updated and I'll let you know about the pictures.
You'll do great.
Too. Thank you so much. I appreciate
sending
it.
Sending all the positive,
very supportive.
Positive toe vibes your way today.
Because tomorrow he's listing to the right. He's like, his toe is like a little off. He keeps going down the hall crooked.
So they had to remove half my foot.
No. Why would you?
I hope not.
That's not out in the universe. Your foot is intact.
Better be. Or else it's on you.
What? What? I'm sending the positive vibes. It's not on me.
All right, well, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. In an hour, we'll get the dead guy in the envelope. A lot more before that. Be right back.